Good morning, church. It's a pleasure to be doing this input for you guys today. I'm John, for those of you who don't know me. And yeah, the verses that I'm going to be talking about are Psalm 60, verse 14 in the German translation, and verses 11 and 12 in the English translation. In English, it says, "Give us aid against the enemy, for human help is worthless. With God, we will gain the victory, and he will trample down our enemies." And when considering what these verses mean for me today, I believe that it is a statement of truth about the Lord's miraculous provision and deliverance for us in times of need, a source of strength that surpasses all human strength. And there is a story that I would like to share from my life growing up in Zimbabwe. That really brings this home for me, and I hope that it's an encouragement for us all today. So, due to the political situation in Zimbabwe, my parents made the decision to leave the country in 2003. There was a lot of political instability, financial instability, a dictatorship that was 30 years old, and really not a very safe environment. The day before we were meant to leave for the UK, flight to the UK, my dad needed to cycle to his office to return his company-issued handgun, which is a fairly common thing in Zimbabwe. And without thinking, the route that he took or chose to take took him directly past the presidential palace. And as he was cycling past the gates, the armed guards stopped him, questioned him, and when they were unsatisfied with his answers, they took him inside the palace for further questioning and to be searched. And now, of course, the handgun is in my dad's backpack, and the one thing that he could do in a moment where honestly no human strength or wisdom or anything could have talked himself out of it. He prayed, and he prayed for the Lord to shield the pistol from the eyes of the guards. And despite searching the backpack, they found nothing and eventually released my dad to go on his way. And honestly, without this miracle, that situation would have turned out completely differently. In the best case, it would have meant a life sentence in a Zimbabwean prison cell for my father, and it would have drastically changed my family's future. Of course, just about to leave the country, sold everything, and then something like that could have really, really changed everything for us. And of course, this is a really extreme example, but I think there are also everyday circumstances where each of us experiences this feeling of, oh, I'm at the end of my own strength, or the strength of my family, the strength of my friends to be able to overcome a situation. And I believe it's in precisely these moments where, as Christians, we have a access to a strength that surpasses all understanding and all earthly logic. I pray that we would, as a church, as individuals, learn to, as this topic is called, pray first. That in those circumstances we would go to our Heavenly Father, and we would ask him for his help in those situations, and believe in faith that he is going to come through for us, as he did for my father in Zimbabwe all those years back. I pray that this would be an encouragement for us all, and I wish you all a wonderful day today. Cheers.